Direct your attention this evening in the book of Exodus, chapter 7, to verse 13 for our text. Exodus chapter 7, verse 13. And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. Beloved congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, when Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and commanded him to send the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt that they might worship the Lord their God, Pharaoh asked them to show a miracle to confirm the truth of what they said. So Aaron cast his rod down before Pharaoh and before his servants, and Aaron's rod became a serpent. Pharaoh still did not believe and obey God's word. He called his wise men, and he called his sorcerers, and he called magicians of Egypt, who used the power of demons, the power of Satan, the power of enchantments to turn their rods into serpents too. But Aaron's rod that had turned into a serpent swallowed up all of their rods that had turned into serpents. Their rods were gone. How did Pharaoh respond to this? We read in Exodus chapter 7, verse 13, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. And then we read that when Pharaoh's heart became hard, he refused to let the people go. And so the Lord brought the first plague upon Pharaoh and the land of Egypt. He turned the water in Egypt into blood. The water in the Nile River turned into blood. The water in stone pots turned into blood. The water in their pitchers, in their buckets of wood, turned into blood. And we read that once again, in verse 22, the magicians of Egypt were able to do the same thing with their enchantments by the power of Satan. And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed Moses and Aaron, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh went into his house, and his heart was not moved by the first plague or by the miracles that he had seen with Aaron's rod that became a serpent when he threw it down, and then swallowed up all the other rods that the magicians had turned into serpents. Pharaoh's heart became stubborn. Pharaoh's heart became resistant to God. Pharaoh resisted the word of God that came to him through Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh rebelled against the Lord. Pharaoh did not listen to the Lord's servants, Moses and Aaron. He would not listen to the word of God, which Moses and Aaron spoke as the mouthpiece of God. And Pharaoh would not obey the Lord. Pharaoh refused to do what God commanded him to do again and again and again. In his pride, in the rebellion of his heart, Pharaoh strove against God's hand, which so powerfully constrained him to submit and obey. Pharaoh saw the almighty power of the living God, the creator of all things, turn Aaron's rod into a snake in a moment's time. Pharaoh saw the almighty power of the living God again when Aaron's rod that had turned into a snake swallowed up the rods of all the other magicians and wise men and sorcerers of the land of Egypt, who by their demonic powers had also turned their rods into snakes. And at that very moment, Pharaoh's heart should have been humbled before the living God. Pharaoh should have bowed his knees before the Lord. Instead, Pharaoh hardened his heart. He was defiant. He was recalcitrant. He did not want to yield to the Lord. He did not want to submit his will to the will of his Creator, of his Maker, the will of the only true God, the one God who has created all things. Pharaoh did not love the truth. Instead of loving the truth, he loved a lie. Pharaoh loved himself more than he loved God who made him and who gave him everything that he had. Pharaoh loved his own will more than he loved to do the will of God who made him, to serve the Lord. Pharaoh loved his own power. Pharaoh loved his own freedom to do whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted to do it, more than he loved real victory, and more than he loved true freedom. Pharaoh loved his own pride more than he loved to submit himself to God and to obey God's holy and good commands. And so Pharaoh did not submit to God. He did not obey God's commands to him. He stiffened his heart and his neck, and he refused to bend. He refused to bow. He refused to obey. This is what the Bible means when it says in our text, "And Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said." He hardened his heart against God. He decided in his own mind and in the very core of his being, "I will not bend to God. I will not change my mind. I will not submit my will to God's will. I will not give an inch. I will not turn my heart to serve the Lord, nor will I let the Lord's covenant people go that they might serve the Lord. I will not do what God wants me to do. There is no way I will do it." By nature, every person, including every one of us, has a hard heart like Pharaoh's heart. And that is why we do not always promptly and cheerfully do what God commands us to do. That is why children do not always cheerfully and promptly obey their parents. That is why we often rebel against the word of the Lord. We refuse to obey our Creator. And we insist on doing our own will. We will not submit our mind. We will not submit our will. We will not submit our heart to the Lord and to His Word and to His will. We will not submit ourselves to God. The Bible tells us that children are to honor their father and their mother, that their days may be long upon the land which the Lord their God is giving them. That's the fifth commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." From the very earliest days of our lives, we have trouble obeying. We have trouble submitting. We have trouble with a hard heart. That's why the Bible commands children to honor their parents, to obey their parents, to give weight to what their parents say, and to learn to submit their will to their parents, that in doing so they may learn to submit their will to God and to give weight and honor to what God says. Every child must learn to turn away from the hardness and stubbornness of his heart and mind and will with which he was born because of his sinful nature inherited from Adam, and in its place to have a humble heart, an obedient heart, a submissive heart, a willing heart, a heart that loves what is right. It is right for children to give weight and honor to the commands that their parents give them and to the good instruction their parents give. Children, it is right to obey your parents. It is right to submit to them in the Lord. It is right to bow your will to God's will. It's right to bend your will to your parents' will. And it is right to obey God and those whom He places in authority over us promptly and cheerfully, not with complaining, not with stubborn hearts, not with resistance. It's wrong to disobey. It's wrong to defy God and His commands. It's wrong to resist one's parents and their correction. It's wrong to rebel against any that God has placed in authority over us. The Lord tells us in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? A hard heart is also a deceitful heart, and it is a wicked heart. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, the Apostle Paul writes about those who do not love the truth and believe the lie and delight in what is not right. He says, with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Pharaoh had pleasure in unrighteousness, and his heart was deceived so that he did not believe the truth, but he believed a lie. That is fundamental to a hard heart. The reason that we disobey God is because we love ourselves more than we love God who made us. We love our own ideas and our own opinions and our own ways more than we love the way of the Lord that He has set before us in the Scriptures, and more than we love God who has spoken to us in the Scriptures. We love the lie that our way is right, that our way is better, more than we love the truth that God is right and every man is a liar, that God's way is right and our way is not right. The Lord says in the prophet Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Then you also can do good who are accustomed to do evil. If your skin is white, you cannot change it to black skin. If you have dark skin, you cannot make your skin white. The leopard is not able to rid itself of the spots that God has created on its fur. In the same way, you cannot change from doing evil to doing good. You cannot change the hardness of your own heart. Only God can change your hard heart. The Bible says that God holds your heart in His hand. He turns your heart whichever way He wishes. He can harden your heart so that you rebel against Him. That is what God did to Pharaoh. the Lord says through Moses in Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. And the Lord said to Moses, when you go back to Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put into your hand, but I will harden his heart so that he will not let the people go. And again in Exodus chapter 7, verse 3, the Lord says, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 1 tells us the king's heart, Pharaoh's heart, and every king's heart, every civil ruler's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, God turns it wherever He wishes. If God can turn the king's heart wherever He wishes, then certainly God can turn your heart and my heart wherever He wishes. In His judgment, God can harden your heart. In His judgment, God can send you blindness of heart so that you love and believe the lie rather than the truth. In His mercy, God can also soften your heart so that you submit yourself to your Creator and you obey His word. God is able to make the heart of any one of His creatures malleable, tender, submissive, obedient, soft. Do not have a hard heart like Pharaoh had. Do not rebel against the Lord your God as Pharaoh did. Do not rebel against the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not rebel inside your heart, inside your mind, in your life, against the Word of God. Do not harden yourself in your sin. Do not harden yourself against doing what the Lord commands. And do not be slow, unhappy, reluctant to obey God. Do not be disgruntled and discontent at what the Word of God says, or at your parents' commands and instructions. Those are signs that your heart is hard, that your heart is stubborn, that it is rebellious, not soft and malleable and submissive before the Lord. The Bible says over and over again, in so many places and often in the book of Proverbs, a wise person heeds instruction. A wise person listens to correction. But a fool rebels. A foolish person will not listen. A foolish person will not obey the truth. He will not listen to correction or instruction. He will not do what is right. Do not have a hard heart. Do not harden your heart against God like Pharaoh did. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse 12, the Lord says this, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, and to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you today for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them. And He chose their descendants after them you above all peoples as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast. And in Deuteronomy chapter 11, the verse, the Lord says, therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness and his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land, what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day. What he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben. How the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their households, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which he did. Therefore, you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. God tells his people, Israel, you have seen all these mighty works which God did. Your eyes have seen the works of God. You have seen the mighty power of God. What he did in Egypt. What he did in the Exodus. What he did in the wilderness. What he did to Dathan and Abiram. Do not harden your heart. Rather, ask God to give you a soft and tender heart so that you love the Lord your God more than anything else. And you obey him. You obey his word gladly, cheerfully, willingly, faithfully, eagerly. Do not be stiff-necked. Do not be unwilling to yield, but submit yourselves to God and his word. Bend your will and bend your heart to Christ the Lord and to his word in the scriptures. Bend your heart to those whom God has put over you in the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your heart? Your heart is who you really are deep down inside. It's what you really think. It's the way you really feel. It's your true inner person. Do not rebel, but obey and submit. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ and commit yourself with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your mind, with all of your strength and all of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow him and to walk in his ways. That's the opposite of a hard heart. It is common in our land to see so many young people go off on their own, and their heart is hard toward God. Their heart is hard toward their parents. Their heart is hard toward the scriptures. heart is hard toward the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and toward the people of God. They do not want to listen to anyone. They do not love the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. They want to do their own thing. They want to go their own way. They're stubborn. They're rebellious. They will not be corrected. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6, the prophet Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone, you, me, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. God has punished His own Son, Jesus Christ, for your iniquity and mine. For the hardness of our hearts and for going our own way. It is sin to go astray. It is sin to go your own way. It is sin to have a hard heart and refuse to obey the Lord. What is the end of a hardened heart? The end of a hardened heart is everlasting destruction. Every hardened heart shall come to destruction. Jesus Christ paid the penalty that we deserve, the penalty for our sin. Ask the Lord to give you a new heart. Ask the Lord to change your hard heart. Ask Him to give you a tender, pliable, submissive, obedient heart that delights to obey Him, that delights in the truth of His Word, that eagerly follows the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord tells us in Psalm 32, verses 8 and 9, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. If you have a tender heart, you will listen to instruction. You will listen to the Word of God and obey. You will learn from the Lord. He made you. He knows what is best for you and for your life. You will follow God's eye. You will go where He looks. You will be obedient. But if you have a hard heart, like Pharaoh had, you're like a stubborn mule, which has no understanding, and insists with all of his strength on doing his own will. You have to put a piece of steel in his mouth and pull on it to make him do what you want him to do. It hurts. Do not be like that. Listen to God. People of any age can have hard hearts. Even a heart that once was obedient can grow cold and hard and stubborn toward God. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, the Lord recounts the marvelous things that He did for His people Israel. God gave them the best. But we read in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15, but Jeshurun, that means Israel, grew fat and kicked. You grew fat, you grew thick, you are obese. Then he forsook God who made him and scornfully esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods, with abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to new gods they did not know, to new gods, to new arrivals that your fathers did not fear. Of the rock who begot you, you are unmindful and have forgotten the God who fathered you. And when the Lord saw it, he spurned them because they provoked him. And he said, I'll hide my face from them. I'll see what their end will be. Destruction. For they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with their increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. What is most important in your life? What takes first place in your life? What gets the most attention? What governs your life? What directs your thinking? That is who your God is. If your work is the most important thing in your life, if it has first priority in your life, then your work is your God. That is idolatry. You've forgotten the God who gave you birth. If you make sure you do your work, but do not make sure that you worship the Lord who gave you the work and who blesses your work, then your work is more important to you than the God who gave it. And you've hardened your heart against the Lord. And you will also harden your heart against His word and not obey Him as you should. You can read the Bible every day, you can go to church every Sunday and still have a hard heart. If there's some area of your heart or your mind or your life that is off limits to God and to His Word, and your heart is hard in that part. If there's something in your life that you refuse to submit to God, and you refuse to obey His Word, then your heart is hard against Him. And you are stubborn and you are rebelling against God in that part of your life, just like Pharaoh rebelled against the Lord in that part of his life when God said, let my people go that they may worship me. And Pharaoh said, no, no, no. And that is sin. That is wrong. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God. Is there any hope for one who has hardened his heart? Is there any hope for one who has a hard heart? Yes, the only answer to a hard heart is a new heart. And only the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, is able to give you a new heart. Just as a leopard is not able to change his spots, so you cannot soften your own heart, nor can you replace your heart with a new heart. Only God is able to give you a new heart. The Lord promises in the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. God is able to cleanse you from idols. God is able to cleanse you from all of your sins and all your iniquities. Ask the Lord to show you the idols that you have set up in your heart. The idols that you have set up in your life. And ask the Lord to give you His grace and His strength to remove those idols in order that you might obey and submit to and serve God, the true God, the only God, with all of your heart and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind and all of your strength and all of your life. In verse 26 of Ezekiel chapter 36, the Lord continues, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Only the Lord can give you a new heart by the work of His Holy Spirit within you in regeneration, the new birth. And yet it is our duty to preach that every sinner must repent of his sin and turn away from the hardness and the stubbornness of his heart. The Lord tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Today, if you will hear the voice of God, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. God has promised to give us a new heart. A heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone, like Pharaoh had. And God does that by His work of regeneration. Spirit of God creates in us a clean heart, a tender heart, a submissive heart, an obedient heart, a believing heart. And the Spirit of the living God dwells in our hearts and causes us to read the Word of God, to meditate upon it, and to walk according to it. The Holy Spirit teaches us to obey God's Word and do what is right rather than what is wrong. Jesus did not have a hard heart. He obeyed God in everything. When He was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, He told Satan, "It is written. God commands in Holy Scripture, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." In other words, you must obey God's Word just as surely as you must eat in order to stay alive. Obeying God is not an option. Just as certainly as you must go to work every day, so you must also feed upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God and obey what He commands in His Word in your life. When our Lord Jesus was tempted the third time by the devil in the wilderness, He said, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve." And when Jesus faced the bitter and shameful suffering and death of the cross, that He might be our Savior, that He might pay the penalty for our sins, He prayed to His Father three times, "Father, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup of your wrath, this cup of your justice, this cup of your judgment pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will, Father." Jesus did not rebel against God's will. It was His delight. He delighted to do the will of God. Indeed, the law of God was within His heart. The Lord said to Moses in Exodus chapter 7, verse 14, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. And God proceeded to unleash 10 horrible plagues upon Pharaoh in the land of Egypt. My dear brothers and sisters, these things in the book of Exodus were written in Holy Scripture for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages are come. These things were written in the book of Exodus to instruct you and me today. Beware that you do not rebel against God and provoke a similar vengeance upon yourself as God brought upon Egypt. Proverbs 28 verse 14 says, "Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity." I plead with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do not harden your heart against the Lord. Rather, ask the Lord to give you a heart of flesh. Ask Him every day to give you a heart that listens, a heart that submits, a heart that obeys, a heart that loves Him more than anything else. A heart that loves His Word and loves His will and loves His commands and loves His instruction more than anything else. Ask God to give you a heart that hears the voice of Jesus and listens to His Word and walks in His commandments. I cannot make you listen to God. Your parents cannot make you listen to God. Your friends cannot make you listen to God. Your neighbors and relatives cannot make you listen to God. I cannot make you obey God in your life. I cannot remove the idols that are in your life or in your heart. No pastor, no elders, no Christian can give you a new heart. Only God, by His grace, through His Son, Jesus Christ, by the mighty power of His Holy Spirit, can cause you to be born again from above and to have a new heart instead of a hard heart, so that you love the Lord your God more than anything else and you faithfully serve Him. Learn from the example of the great king of Pharaoh, who was destroyed at the bottom of the Red Sea. Do not be destroyed as he was. Proverbs 23, verse 26 says, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways." Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we acknowledge and confess this evening the stubbornness and the hardness of our hearts. And we confess, Father, that even as believers, there is still hardness and stubbornness in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us a new heart, that you have promised to take away that hardness and that stubbornness from us, and you give us hearts of flesh, as Jesus had, who delighted to do your will. Yes, your law was written in his heart. He loved you with all of his heart and soul and strength and mind. He loved his neighbor and his fellow man as he loved himself. Father, these are the first and great commandments. And they are your commandments to us. And Father, we pray that we might consider the example of Pharaoh that you have set before us in your word this evening, who hardened his heart against you, who would not do what you said. O Lord, be merciful to us, lest we be destroyed as he was destroyed. Father, we pray for old and young alike. We may have new hearts, humble hearts, obedient hearts, true hearts. And we ask, Father, for those many around us who are walking in their own way and will not hear nor listen to anything that you have said. O Lord, be merciful to them before they are destroyed, and call them unto yourself, taking away that hard heart, taking away the blindness and deceitfulness of their minds, and bringing them, Father, in humility to worship at your feet and to hear the voice of the Son of God and live. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.